36 degrees in Chicago, humidity at 57%, wind out of the south at 14 miles an hour. 36 degrees, 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents the Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records from Miami, Florida, is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Frost, and once again from a rather rain-laden sky down in Miami Beach, the tropical paradise, which today has these black ominous things hovering overhead with the American fleet just off the shoreline. This is Howard Miller from our Cabana area for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum across the country and coast to coast up in Canada and Honolulu, telling you that wherever you are, I hope that you're enjoying the pleasant repast of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Well, as we told you yesterday on our show, our guest today is one of my certainly favorite vocalists, and I think by this time, having known her now for four or five different appearances that we've been on radio, network, and television together, that I think I can probably say one of my best friends, too, because Roberta Sherwood is that wonderful a person. You know, of course, that Miss Sherwood is the gallant young lady who fought a lot of the vicissitudes of life to become now one of America's brightest stars in the hotels and the clubs and the theaters and radio and television. Roberta, it's just wonderful having you here, and I want to welcome you first.
Well, thank you very much, Howard, and it's wonderful being here. Coffee, ocean.
Rain.
Rain, but
everything.
It's still nice, and I love your tan.
Thank you. I'm beginning to get it. Now, not only are we loaded with the talent of Miss Sherwood today, but we also have from Great Britain a gentleman who is probably the foremost musician of our time, at least writing about music, because he is the publisher of the Musical Express, which I suppose in the lay language of this country would be comparable to our Variety or Billboard or Cashbox, the great trade papers. And this is Mr. Morris Kinn, who is the editor and publisher, not editor, managing director, I guess is right, isn't it, Morris?
Thank you very much indeed, Howard. It's certainly a very great pleasure to be here.
And if this tremendous talent were not enough now, Miss Sherwood and Morris Kinn, we also have, I suppose we've got to acknowledge, America's leading publisher, a young man of music by the name of Lou Levy, and I wonder if his office force is listening.
I'm not that big.
Or young. Lou, it's nice having you here, too. Now, today we thought we'd change the format just ever so slightly. Rather than play a whole lot of music, we'll just put all the emphasis on the Roberta Sherwood record, which is a fine new Decca release called Shamrock, in which Roberta projects that great warmth and feeling and sincerity and heart for a song like no one else can do, and just sort of have a round table here on the world of music and generally talk over the business that all of us are so happy to be with and in, and also to salute Miss Roberta Sherwood. First of all, Morris, you must have some impressions about our country. Morris Kinn from Great Britain, what are some of these impressions?
Well, Howard, I think that the impression that is the most deepest with me, it's the same that I formed 2 years ago when I was here, is that I think that there's a great deal of talent in this country that is really not at the top. In my opinion, there are some really great artists and really great singers who just don't seem to be able to make the grade. Perhaps they're just not lucky with a record hit or something like that. Yet, in my honest opinion, there are several artists, without naming them, who are at the top and, in my view, haven't got a great deal of talent and certainly not comparable to some of the really great singers I've heard in some of the clubs and restaurants that I've been
to. Well, is that due to the music? Do you think probably that singers today are singing a form of music that's less than nice music?
I don't think that the type of music so much that they're singing has a great deal to do with it. I can't tell you why these people aren't at the top, but in my opinion, they've got all the attributes. They've got the talent, they've got the voice, they've got the appearance, they've got everything that should make them the star, but they just don't seem to be there.
Well, maybe they just haven't waited long enough, because right, you're right, and I know you know, Morris, because you're so well apprised of the American music scene, is a young lady, age is not a factor in her life, because regardless of what age it might be that she owns up to, I can assure you that here's a young lady who waited a long while for a great break, didn't you, Roberta?
Well, kind of. I was like Mr. Kinn says, maybe some of these singers that he refers to are doing what I did, Howard, for 25 years. They're just rehearsing, practicing.
Roberta, the other night, I think in deference to you, And your gallantry music, I went down to Murray Franklin's, and I suppose that is the spot that gave you as much of a start as any place else, wasn't it?
Oh, I said that's the place that gave me my start.
And what tumult. I have never seen so much action in my life in a small place.
Packed and jammed.
It's a big place, of course, but they make it seem small. Well, how long were you there, Roberta?
I was there 9 months.
And then it was there that Mr. Winchell first happened to drop
in. Yes.
And he was attracted, of course, to your style. And I suppose Walter gets a great lion's share of credit for your success.
Oh, I should say he does. But Mr. Wilson and Mr. Sobel also.
Everybody's been very kind
to you. They all drop into Murray Franklin.
Well, now, Roberta, you just finished an engagement here in your home state of Florida, here on Miami Beach. You actually live right here, don't you, close to these
guys? I live right across the pond out there.
What about the future now? Are you going to stay here a while and rest up? Or are you
well, I'll be here another week, and then I go to New York and open at the Copacabana March the 7th.
That'll be a real exciting engagement one. Is this the first time around in the Copa for you?
No,
this
is
Copa once before.
This is the second time.
I thought so. Lou, I don't have to ask you whether or not you've caught Roberta's act, because I know that you are constantly on top of the music scene, and you probably caught her first Copa. Isn't this a great lady?
Actually, I think she's wonderful. I've had a lot of good fortune with her. I've had a couple of songs of mine recorded by her. I think she just found out a little while ago that they were ours. But I first heard about her before Winchell and before anybody. There's a little fellow here in Miami used to say, Lou, there's a girl down here called Roberta Sherwood. Why don't you come down and try to handle her? I said, Mickey, I've had it. A boy called Mickey Hayes. Day in and day out. I call him two or three times a week. In fact, actually, Lee's music has a little office in his haberdashery store. In fact, that's where he keeps all the music. And he used to tell me, Lou, you've got to come down and see her. Or he'd call up and say, can you send me some songs for Roberta Sherwood? I said, Mick, I'll get there soon. Actually, I've had good fortune with just two people in my life that I've handled. Both of them gone to the top, still there, still great. One was the Andrews sisters. I was associated with them for about 15 years, and then the Ames brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided just to be a music publisher. It was tough enough to sit on that seat without going running around the world.
It was still a little bit easier.
And I kept saying, Mickey, she's great. Let me send her a song. I don't want to handle any more people, and I missed another $1 million.
Sure. How would you account for the greatness of Roberta? How would you describe Roberta Sherwood? Is it heart? Is it projection? Is it love?
Well, I think not only heart, but one word, feel. When you got the feeling, you've got it all.
Well, Roberta, how did this happen to come to you? Is this something that God gives to people, or did you develop a part of the feel for a song?
Well, I think I'll thank God for it, because it came natural, and I guess it came along with my life, because I have spent my life in show business, was born in it and raised in it, and spent my life in it until I came down here and settled in Miami in 1939 and became a wife and a mother of three sons. But, of course, show business never leaves your blood. The old saying is you get that bit in your teeth, and I guess you never get rid of it.
Well, Roberta, actually, there were some of these vicissitudes. That's the word I used earlier in connection with your life. There was some heartbreak. There was some hardship before success came to you. Don't you think that this makes a greater performer out of one?
Well, they seem to think. Well, that's life and living, Howard.
Yes.
We all have to do. We either do it in the early part of our life or the last of our life. We have to. Everything comes to all of us. We get our share.
The presentation of a song is the distillation of our own experiences all through life's tough path and rosy one, too. Morris, have you had an opportunity of having Roberta play the Palladium yet?
Well, unfortunately, Howard, Roberta is fairly new in Britain. It's only, I think, about 3 or 4 months ago that I heard her first record there, Lazy River. And believe me, the first time that I ever heard this, I was absolutely knocked right back. I thought this record just simply sizzled. It sort of had a tremendous beat with it, a great feel, and I was absolutely completely taken aghast. And I'm only hoping that, particularly as this new record of hers, Shamrock, which was incidentally written by a British composer, I hope that it gets plenty of exploitation there, with the hope that Roberta will come to a London Palladium, because I'm quite sure that if she does, that her type of performance, which I've seen here in Miami, will absolutely slay the English public. They'll just love her.
You see, that, I think, explains probably the great difference between the Britisher and the American, where you're taken aghast, We flip.
Apparently it means the same thing, doesn't it?
It means exactly.
Wouldn't you
the
say
same.
That was about the same language, Lou? Well, actually, if you go to Great Britain and talk to the kids over there, you'd swear you're right here in Tin Pan Alley down near Miami Shores. They all talk the same all over the world today.
They're hip.
It's just he happens to be a publisher and the word of God sort of looks good.
Roberto, let's listen to this new Decca record that you have, and I'm sure that it won't displease Lou Levy because he's a publisher. Is this out of Leeds or Duchess?
This is a Leeds music song. I started to tell you earlier, this is an Irish song, rewritten by an Englishman and sung by an American.
Which is a far better introduction than any disc jockey could do. Here is Roberta Sherwood to sing Shamrock.
In the streets of Dublin City, where the girls are so pretty, the boys go dancing with sweet Molly Malone. Through streets broad and narrow, where she wheeled that wheelbarrow, the streets are rocking, alive, alive, oh. That's like no Blarney that you have ever known. Though at first it seemed so shocking, everybody started rocking. The streets are rocking, alive, alive, oh. With a shamrock, with a shamrock, with a shamshamrock. They're rock, rock, rockin'. The streets are rockin'. Alive, alive, alive.
Roberta Sherwood, a fine Decca recording. Roberta just slipped too. Listening to it. And for fear that you don't think that there is such a thing as commercial network radio, I think probably I should get a word in edgewise here for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Delightful, refreshing, wholesome always, and of course it's delicious even between meals because it never spoils your appetite. And that's why we like to recommend it to you mothers of little moppets all over the world. When they get just a little bit fussy, a little bit crunchy every so often, let them munch on Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum because it's good for them. It keeps their breath sweet and it keeps their teeth clean and attractive. It does the same thing for you adults, so won't you enjoy with us and with all the world the flavor, the goodness, and the wonder of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. I know that you like it. I hope that you try it. But remember to ask for it by that name, Wrigley's Spearmint, endorsed by Lou Levy of Leeds Music. Ryan?
Well, actually, I started with Wrigley in 1938.
Did you really, Lou?
Believe it or not, at WBBM in Chicago for a fellow called Atlas. So I still think it's
He's still
thing.
There. He's probably listening, and we're probably both through after the show.
Oh, no, he won't, because we did a show of him called Just Entertainment with the Andrews Sisters for many, many years.
And I think you probably know where some bones are, too, buried up there, don't
Oh,
you?
I could tell stories. Cesar Petrillo is listening. I still love you.
Roberta, you listen to the record. Do you like Shamrock?
Oh, I like it. It moves, and it's my first rock and roll, and I think my kids will.
With a real great flavor. Now, it's being rebroadcast.
They'll be aghast, my kids.
Yes, the kids will be aghast, and we will flip. Morris, will you take 100,000 back to England and peddle them for us, please?
Sure.
Fairly, with the greatest of pleasure.
Thank you very much. Bert, I want to thank you for being here. We're a little
thank
bit late.
You,
Laura Kinn from the Musical Express in Great Britain. And Lou Levy, one of my dearest friends in the business and one of the greatest publishers in the world. This is Howard Miller from Miami Beach. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye for now for Wrigley Street.
This is the CBS Radio Network. The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.